Collins. Go out and be good humans.
Music alone shall live, never to die. Music alone shall live, never to cry. Never to bow, never to fall. Unusual time, with unusual mind, an unusual technique. Music shall echo.
O'clock noon here on the Front Range. What a beautiful day it is out there, and here we are at the very front end of another hour of Terrasonic, spinning every Saturday from noon to one here on KGNU, your community radio station. My name is Cal Huss. So glad to be sitting in for Joel Davis. This really is one of the finest hours of radio that I think you can find anywhere across the globe. He does such a good job, and it's definitely my distinct honor to get called in to try and fill some big shoes. So doing the best we can, trying to start it off in a good way there with Lee Scratch Perry. If you don't know, well, the towering figure of reggae music and dub, he passed away on August 29th. just last week at the age of 85. So paying homage, paying tribute to the ancestors in a good way here. Starting that off with a little wisdom, a little spoken piece from him, and following it up with Here Come the Warm Dreads. That's one of the most recent things that we have from him. Came out in 2019, and it's him teaming up with Brian Eno, another legendary producer, playing the keys on that track. So that's kind of what we do here on Terrasonic, you know? We're fusing things that you wouldn't think could be fused and bringing it together in danceable form. So shout out to everyone downstairs in the parking lot who are hanging out at the Yard Bazaar. This is our second annual fun time in the parking lot where we're selling records and books and audio gear and all sorts of good vibes. So if you haven't come through, feel free to show up here at the Buell Media Center, downtown Denver. There's still plenty of good stuff to go around. So come on through. With that, we're going to move on forward. Up next, brand new music from Carwin Ellis and the Rio 80. And this is a fusion of Brazilian music and some Welsh musicians. So once again, things that on paper make you scratch your head, but oh, they sound so good. Happy to be here. Let's go. Thank you.
listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Oh, yeah. Stopping in for a moment here. Say what's up, run down the last bit of music in the set. You are tuned to Terrasonic here on KGNU. So glad that you're having a good Saturday out there. Me too. Thanks for asking. Start everything in the set with Quican by Carwin Ellis and The Rio 80. His new album called Mass came out earlier this year, and more great music from Carwin Ellis. He's got a pretty diverse discography, but that's his second album with The Rio 80. Very nice. La Macumba by two artists. They're teaming up. One of them is from Colombia, named Romporiello, and DJ Tudo coming from Brazil. They teamed up with a great cast of live musicians to put together this EP called Rhythmic Emancipation. We are the turn La Macumba, and it's brand new out on the label Names You Can Trust. Follow that up with an older track from an artist just called Jody. The album is Alarm in the Jungle, the synthetic side of Jody. He experimented with a lot of cool synth sides and analog stuff, different like old Casio equivalents back in the 1980s. And we heard the tune Touch Me, nice and sensual here on a Saturday afternoon. Followed it up with the song we're still hearing, I'm in Love, by the Far East, hailing from Brooklyn and bringing together some great sounds in the classic reggae and dub tradition. Also throwing it back to a little tribute to our man Lee Perry, who passed away on August 29th, who we paid tribute to at the top of this set. Just doing it more here with the Far East. You know, the man was really one of the first to start employing the studio itself as an instrument, and we just have so much debt owed to that guy and the progress that he made in the realms of recorded and performance music. So yeah, great stuff there. Moving ahead. All right, up next. By the way, do I really have Krungbin tickets at Red Rocks? Yes, I do. September 20th, you can score those in the next break, let's say. And it's going to be great. Got a pair of ticks to the legendary Red Rocks Amphitheater to see the group Krungbin. I know you know them. Get excited. And get ready to call me. Otherwise, right now, new music from Arnaud Obiols and Kayak. Let's go here on Terrasonic. Oh,
ادب آهنگ بسیار مر قدیم است. خدا ببخشد، خدا ببخشد. خودم خوش داشتم.
Mon père m'a montré la mer. Il a dit qu'il n'y a rien de plus grand qu'une mer. Et cela n'appartient à personne. Et tout le monde est un parmi les vagues. Nous sommes tous libres. Si vous avez seulement un bon bateau, nous pouvons nous amener n'importe où. C'est alors, et maintenant, c'est maintenant. Mon père m'a montré la mer, mais c'est trop long. Bien avant que les foules ne se précipitent sur les océans et se noient dans les vagues. Être libre. Vous n'étiez pas libre d'où ils venaient. Sur les mers, ils les ont chassés et arrêtés. Et là où est allé, vous n'étiez pas les bienvenus. Mon père, si tu savais juste, mon père, si tu savais juste. Mon père m'a montré la mer. Il a dit qu'il n'y a rien de plus grand qu'une mer. Et cela n'appartient à personne. Et tout le monde étant parmi les vagues, nous sommes tous libres.
Stay tuned after this song for your chance to win some tickets to Krungbin. Keep it locked.
Yes, he's swimming. Ivan.
Brought the rain to Amsterdam. trying to play the blame game, sipping Earl Grey while you smoke a grail. No empathy, no safe release, no holding hands, no more making plans. The sun sets on.
Yes, the sounds of laughter and good times. Hello, you are tuned to Terrasonic here on your favorite community radio station on the Front Range, KGNU. Glad to be broadcasting live and direct from the Denver studio here at the Buell Media Center. If you haven't been to 2101 Arapahoe today, you're missing out. Get down to our second annual Yard Bazaar down the parking lot. Shout out to all those good folks down there making the thing happen and digging some cool records as well. We got audio gear, books, prints, art, stuff like that. Check it out. On this music program here, we spin for just an hour, so I'm gonna get the talking out of the way so we can jump back in. In that last set, 24/7, featuring the indomitable vocals of Ego Ella May. That's the band Nubian Twist out of the UK. Great stuff. Love Ego Ella May as well. Got some great features on that record. Check it out. Pensando en Mi Morena by Meridian Brothers came before that. That's a new one coming out on September 17th, but you know we got the goods, so I'm spreading the joy early, giving you a little sample, a little taste. Out on Les Disques Bongo Joe, always putting out such good music. New stuff from Meridian Bros. Before that, a great one called Yaral Sadum, and that came out back in March. It's a combination of Senegal's artist Aruna Kane and teaming up with Carl Jonas Lindquist out of Sweden and a host of other musicians from two different continents. They're spinning improv sessions and long-distance overdubs in this kind of dreamlike way that is so joyous and tasty. Check it out. Ahanj Kadimi came before that. That's a new album called Kabu Fire, Volume 2. The artist Farhot is celebrating the traditions and the future of Afghanistan and doing such a good job with it in that great hip-hop beat we heard. Started everything with Arnaud Obioz and Kayak, two artists I believe based in Germany. Working with some different West African singers. Nice stuff from them. New again. All right. You heard it. We got tickets up for grabs. If you want to go see Krungbin on September 20th at a little joint, little dive joint called Red Rocks in Morrison, Colorado, check it out. I'm seeing the lights already. The lights are lighting up. Yep, I am going to be the one fielding the call, so give me a sec. You're going to have to wait until you hear the music come back. But yeah, we got a pair for this show. Krungbin, you know, you already know about them. Great band, great live band, and touring it still off of their most recent album, Mordecai. It's bound to be a good one, so we ask that callers have not won anything from KGNU in the last 30 days, and of course, that you can make it to the show, because, you know, if you can't, whew, other people going to want to. Give me a call. I'm going to give you the number in just a moment. We are going to be taking the third caller, so get that dialing finger ready, and you can snag a pair of these tickets for September the 20th, Krungbin at Red Rocks. All right, moving ahead, got Charlie Kingston. Going to be bringing some Synthy African Disco to your ears. That number for the tickets, 303-825-0619. That number again, 303-825-0619. Give me a ring and be the third. Let's go.
Nyangona langu ya nobi yowa ntatan Mende mabiso bato ba musumbu Wengele omunja Deto sona msima Ito mbranto lamba
Do a bite.
que le eches. Ese pai botidore. Son yo.
Do a bite. Do a bite. Do a bite.
Jianyu. This is Terrasonic. Alright, folks, and that about spells the end of the hour. Thanks so much for joining me. This show is just slammed. It's so fun. Got great feedback on it. And once again, I thank Mr. Joel Davis for entrusting me with the ability to come through, which I intended to do and hope that you think that I did. In that last set, we heard, starting it with Nimele Bolo from Charlie Kingston. We heard Shamisen K, hot track in the middle there. Brand new stuff from the Tokyo-based producer. Oh, spicy, great music from Jules Brennan. Check that one out on Bandcamp. Shamisen K. Followed up with City of Mirrors from the band Dos Santos. That is an album coming to us on October 15th and features a really great crew of musicians from the Chicago area and outlying cities. And yeah, great stuff. Some kind of chicha and huapango music and jazz and soul and yeah, all this great stuff coming down the pike from International Anthem. Typically jazz label, and so yeah, it's great to see them kind of experimenting and branching out. This new one from Dos Santos is called City of Mirrors, and it's shaping up. You heard it here on Terrasonic. This is KGNU's magic carpet ride around the world. It's world music, but not, if that makes sense. Yeah, my name has been Cal Huss. You can catch this stuff in the archive after fm.com. You can find a set list there. You can listen to this. You can carry it with you on your smartphone or download it as an MP3. However you want to do it, you can do it, because that's what we're about. You have it your way here on KGNU. And that's all I got to say. Let's go out on a good note here. Once again, we got our Yard Bazaar going for a couple more hours here at 2101 Broadway. Broadway. 2101 Arapahoe. And it's been great chilling with you. Congrats to Arthur for grabbing those Krungbin tickets at Red Rocks. Sorry to those who missed out. There were so many calls lighting up the phone, I could only take one. All right. And with that, I'm going to leave you with a little tune here from Las Cuatro Morenas. They came from Venezuela back in the day. And I'm just going to leave you with this. Buena suerte and good luck.
Tosh with the BBC News. Hello. Ethiopia says humanitarian aid is again reaching people in Tigray, though that's not been independently verified. The UN has accused the federal government of mounting a de facto blockade of a region where conflict has disrupted agriculture and left hundreds of thousands at risk of famine. The BBC's Kel Kidan Yibatal is in Addis Ababa.
Due to the conflict and the war in a lot of places, there haven't been farming and, you know, the production of food there as well. In addition to that, we've seen in the past 2 months the expansion of the war to neighboring regions of Amhara and Afar, which means more people in those areas are, you know, leaving their homes, fleeing the conflict and being displaced. So the need is growing. At the same time, what's being provided is not enough and aid is being blocked. And the United Nations and other agencies are saying that they are not providing nearly enough to what's been needed.
Dozens of women who staged a protest in the Afghan capital say the Taliban targeted them with tear gas and pepper spray. The women were demanding the right to work and for women to be included in the Taliban government. From Afghanistan, here's Sukunda Kamani.
Women's rights activists staged a small protest in Kabul, where Taliban fighters tried to usher them away. A photograph of one woman bleeding from her forehead was later shared on social media. Yesterday saw similar scenes. They've been prompted by comments by Taliban leaders that women will not be given senior roles in the new government. Today, the head of the Pakistani intelligence services visited the city. The ISI has long been accused of tacitly supporting the Taliban's insurgency, though Pakistan insists it has always wanted a peaceful solution in the country.
Scientists monitoring biodiversity have warned that nearly a third of the species they've assessed are at risk of extinction. The International Union for the Conservation of Nature said it had looked at close to 140,000 species. The IUCN's Craig Hilton-Taylor warned of a major crisis soon and fears a bleak future for Indonesia's famed Komodo dragon.
Because of global warming and climate change, rising sea levels, that species will lose 30% of its habitat in the next 30 to 40 years. And combined with that, outside of the national park, there's massive loss of habitat. So those two things working together have resulted in the Komodo dragon moving from vulnerable up to endangered.
The mother of a Sri Lankan man who wounded six people in a terror attack in New Zealand has said her son was brainwashed by neighbours from the Middle East. Speaking from her home in Sri Lanka, Ismail Farida said Ahmed Adil Muhammad Samsuddin had changed after emigrating to New Zealand and his brothers had reprimanded him for his extreme views. Samsuddin was shot dead by police. World News from the BBC. More than 200 Algerian and Moroccan intellectuals, academics and other figures have condemned the recent rupture in relations between the two countries. Bilateral ties have been fraught for decades. Alan Johnston reports.
This group of thinkers and other members of civil society has come together from both sides of the Moroccan-Algerian border, bridging the divide between their two nations. In a petition, they appealed for what they called a return to reason and warned that the current situation could lead to confrontation. Last month, Algeria severed all diplomatic ties with Morocco, accusing it of hostile actions, including espionage. There have been allegations that Morocco spied on Algerians using Israeli-made technology to tap into mobile phones. The Moroccans deny this.
Russian journalists have met opposition candidates in next week's election for a protest in Moscow against a government clamp